You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Abel Hernandez to score and Hull to win was 10-1, now 12-1. And Sadio Mane to score and Liverpool to win was 13-8, now 2-1. Hull have definitely improved under Marco Silva. Tom, something you mentioned on the podcast on Monday, they had, but that hadn't been borne out in their results yet. They got a big point, a big performance at Old Trafford midweek as well. And they had the chance to win that game, Tom. Unlucky not to grab all three in the end.
Very much so. You know, they have hugely improved. And again, we talk about the defensive side of the game for Hull. You know, it looks far stronger, especially, you know, the players that have left the club. It seems to me that within the squad, you know, around the club at Hull, there are big problems. You know, the fans are discontented. The crowds are low at home. But within the squad, and it kind of stems back to the summer when they had about 14 senior players going into the new season. You know, they've signed some players. I just think generally there's a decent feeling around Hull. And it's a strange one, really, because, you know, the results at home have been good. You know, in all competitions, they've won three on the bounce, beating Swansea, Bournemouth and Manchester United, albeit FA Cup and league games in there, and they drew with Everton. If they can kind of take a little bit of that forward, then they've got an opportunity, a sniff of staying up. I still think they're going to go down because ultimately their squad isn't going to be good enough. And a few key injuries, someone like Curtis Davis, for example, huge blow for them midweek, getting injured because he's been a key player for them and he's out for a good few weeks. So that's an issue. This game is probably more about Liverpool than Hull in a way. Kent, do you think that Liverpool, with a performance and a point against Chelsea, does it turn them around to a point that you think, yeah, they can go on another run? And at 4-9, does your money want to be resting on a Liverpool side against an improved Hull? I don't know. This is a tricky game for me. It really is. Liverpool have failed to beat recently Sunderland, Plymouth, Swansea, Southampton, and Wolves. You know, I know. You know, a lot of those games were at home, but they've got a mental block, Liverpool, against teams like Hull and in games like this, and that is what concerns me. But Hull at 13-2, although it's a big price, there's something about it that I don't think they've got enough quality either to win the game, because I think Liverpool will score one, maybe even two goals. So I'm going to cover myself here. I think the draw at 7-2 looks decent, but with the price that you're getting on Hull on the outright, I think 9-2 on the draw no bet is where I want to go. I'm just going to play it a little bit safer than back in Hull, but I'm still not in a position where I want to be having too much resting on Liverpool.
Okay, Hull draw no bet is 9-2, 4-9 Liverpool. Derek, it takes a leap of faith to back a side that only have one win in nine at 4-9. Derek,
it's the worst price of all time. It really is. Worst, well, apart from whatever I pay for my car. it's shocking. This is a team that sort of lost just to those that roll call of teams that Tom just mentioned. And they're away from home against an improving side, and they're 4-9. And honestly, God, the only punters backing them will be clowns, because it's a terrible price. I'm not getting fooled by that second half performance against Chelsea. Liverpool had to do something after the run they'd had, and Chelsea seemed to me to ease off a little bit. I think it was more to do with Chelsea, that performance by Liverpool in the second half. I've been at Anfield in recent weeks, and they've been shocking. They've been, you know, they've been beaten by bad teams. And they've been outplayed by bad teams. That's how bad it is at Liverpool at the moment. I'm sure Klopp will get things right. You can't write them off after 3 weeks. But there's warning signs there. And I actually think Hull at 13-2 is a tremendous bet. They've had a terrible season. We know that. That's why they're in the relegation zone. But those two matches against Man United in the EFL Cup, that showed you what they're about, Hull. Massively improving side. And they gave United a real fright in both of those matches. I think they're a decent side to go and play as Hull, and they'll beat Liverpool. You know what? I'm actually convinced they'll beat Liverpool.
What was the atmosphere like, Derek, at Anfield?
In midweek, I didn't go to the Chelsea game. I was working. But in previous weeks, it's not been good. It really hasn't been good.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.